I'm Craig Adams. We are broadcasting our spotlight on Amherst from Arabica,
where there's a snowman with a shovel across the street from us. So he's ready, prepared, whatever John Loftman weather has to throw against us.
Okay.
Look at everybody turning to look. What, there's
a
snowman with a
shovel? Looky there.
Well, Main Street Amherst has it decorated for...
Well, what about snow removal here in Amherst?
All right.
What if we get a big snowfall? What happens?
We didn't prep him on these questions. Perhaps maybe he'll have something, but we have with us the mayor of Amherst, Mark Costello. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning. Thanks for coming to Amherst this morning.
We enjoy coming here. It's a beautiful town, and we've been here in the summertime when the doors were open. Obviously, because of the weather that we heard before, the doors are closed, the heat is on, and you want to talk snow removal?
Well, let's start with that. Mayor, what happens when it snows?
Well, snow removal is the next thing we have to do here in Amherst. Unfortunately, it's going to start snowing now. All the days can't be like yesterday, but we got to get through leaf pickup first, and we're right at the very end of leaf pickup, so... today might be the last day. We haven't decided. It's going to be weather pending. The same vehicles we use for leaf pickup also does snow removal, and it's not an instantaneous change from one to the other, so we have to try to plan ahead. We do our best guess when the big snowfall is starting, and it's right around the corner, so we have to change those vehicles over.
I've never seen a plow of leaf. I've never somebody go down through the leaf plow.
It might be a good idea, though, right?
I don't think
plow
so.
Plow those leaves away.
Oh, you just blow them in the neighbor's yard. But, yeah, you have to get removed.
That would be nice. We just push them over to the township or to
right,
yeah,
them somewhere
with,
else.
With a snow plow. That's a good idea, but I'll tell them you guys said that, not me.
You got to make them into those little pieces and recycle them or take them somewhere else that they need to.
We do. It's quite a drive over to where the old steel mill was, where we had to EPA-approved facility to dump those leaves, so it's quite a chore.
At some point, you'll have to put down something on the roads. We hear about salt prices going up and down. Any idea where they are
now? Oh, my gosh, salt prices and have gone way up, so we're going to have to figure out what we're going to do. We're not going to let the roads get unsafe, but we've really got to think about our practices. It'll probably be hills, curves, intersections will be our first area of concern to keep salted. But those salt prices, I don't understand why they went as high as they did, but they really went up this year.
Well, when you become mayor, you suddenly realize what the job is all about. I mean, there's all those services, and that's really people want to make sure that their roads are saved, their, you know, things, trash is picked up, other things are taken care of. Sometimes it's the basic needs that help the community or really are.
I don't think people take those for granted, but I think they're easily forgotten, and they just happen so well here in Amherst. People... don't understand there's people coming out just doing their everyday job, making those services happen and keeping us all safe and keeping all our utilities running. So it's something that, like I said, I don't think they take it for granted, but I think it's easily forgotten that those things just happen.
Right. Well, you have to maintain, but then you also have to look into the future, right?
We do a lot of that here. We're really planning a lot into the future. We did a big sewer interceptor project this year on Lincoln Street and Sipple. It was really nice about that project. We actually worked with the Metro Parks to put a big retention pond in the park area. So that's going to help keep water out of basements. And one of the neatest parts about that, the Rotary Club even got involved recently. We had to cut some trees down to make room for this retention pond, and the Metro Park came forward with quite a significant donation of a bunch of trees. And we a couple weeks ago, the city workers with some volunteers from Rotary came and replanted some really nice trees in that area.
So not only have something functional, you kind of make it sort of aesthetically.
Trying to make it look nice. We planted a lot of natural type grasses. I mean, we kind of trying to let it go back to nature as much as we can. There is some maintenance that has to be done on the retention pond, but we kept nature in mind while we were doing that.
Before we went on the air, you mentioned something about a new water meter program. What is it, and how far along are you?
We're hopefully getting to the end of that program. We started probably April. We replaced every single electric meter already in the city. We did that with our own electric workers. We're now replacing water meters. It's a little longer process because we have to usually get in somebody's basement or into the storeroom. We have to get into a facility to do that. But we're down to probably less than 10% of those water meters, but it's probably the most difficult 10%. So we really need people's and businesses' cooperation to reach out to the utilities office, make that appointment so we can get in there and change that water meter. But what it's going to do, it's going to make them automatic. We're going to get automatic readings every month. It'll send them right to the utilities office. There'll be no more making mistakes with scribing from one book to the other or a person looking at the numbers incorrectly. So this will be all automatic. There'll be a lot more information online and available for people about their water and electric usage. There'll be charts available. So this is really the most modern system that's out there now. And for a community our size to do a project this big, We've saved a lot of money doing it, and it's going to turn out really nice. But we need some cooperation with that last 10% of those meters.
Any cost to the homeowners?
No cost to the homeowners. We were right now we bill about a month and a half behind. So really, the cost in putting those meters in will be made up when we bring those costs current. When we press that, let's bill everybody on the 28th of the month and send the bill out on the 1st of the month, we'll have made up all that extra income that's laying out there. So it really, it's energy and water they've already used. We'll just collect it a little sooner, and that'll pay for the project.
Is there any kind of, I guess, changeover in accuracy at some point where the bill would be adjusted based on what was thought of as to what's the reality?
Or? Water meters could run slow. Electric meters, when we first did this, there was a lot of people who thought their electric meters were reading incorrectly, so we bought some equipment ourselves. We paid a company to do some comparisons. And actually, when we took the old meters off, we've stored them, and we know where your old water meter or electric meter is. So all these people that thought that their new ones were reading incorrectly went and found their old meter, compared it to the new meter, and there's industry standards, and it's within 2% of accurate, and every meter we checked was within 0.02%, not necessarily 0.02%. So these new meters and old meters were reading fairly accurate.
Is there any other reason to hold on to these old meters? What do you plan for these things?
Well, we're going to hold on to them for a little while just in case there's more people that want to, you know, toss the fact that they think the old one's better than the new one. There are some people that don't like the radio waves that these things produce, so there will be some people opting out. There's some costs involved, but eventually they'll probably be scrapped. There's some brass and some good metals in there, and it's good for the environment to recycle. So we'll probably hold on to them as long as we think necessary, and they'll probably go to the scrapyard.
I like the old meter with a little... like the flap thing, right? You could see inside and watch.
I think they still have most of that. I think you could still open your little meter. You can still see the numbers. You can compare. So
just to share a story.
It just got some new parts.
I got a call the other day on my cell phone. I thought maybe, you know, is this some kind of, you know, who's, I answered it. Hi, this is, and I live in Avon, and they said, this is the Avon Water Department. We thought we'd like to let you know that you might have a, do you have like a toilet running? Do you have some? They could tell that I had some usage.
That's really neat that you see that. So it's one of these new features we're going to be able to watch.
Continuous usage. They said, you know, you might want to check it because it's kind of, you know, they can see it up. So they can sort of see if there's sort of like a sort of incremental steady stream. They could tell most people don't have water running 24 hours a day, so that's the way that...
And people don't realize how much a running toilet uses. I mean, a running toilet, you know, if you look on the internet, it's like 2,000 gallons a day of a full running toilet can use, and that gets expensive. If you don't find it till your next bill comes, that's quite a significant amount of money that a resident can have on a bill. And, you know, even though they don't think they use the water, they really use the water. And they have to pay for that. So this is going to be one of those functions that really makes this system worthwhile. We will have that ability.
So, Bruce Van Dyke, you are the original Mr. Fix-It. Did you hunt this down and make the repair?
Oh, I knew there it was happening. I
You're one of those guys.
Well, what do you mean? I have three toilets. You kind of, and I have a sixth sense, if you wanted to say. I can stand in my house and think, there's water running somewhere here.
So did it turn, did you think it was one of those jokes, hey, your toilet's running, you better
go catch it? Yeah. No, yeah, that's good, too. But I spent the other day two trips to a home improvement place to get some things because the first time I forgot about a gasket. I got a little bit of a wet floor because of some part of it, but everything seems to be working well. The problem was is I had a toilet that was not consistent. It would leak, or not leak, it would sort of run. I jiggle things, everything seems to be fine. I check it the next day, seems okay, and then... You know, like every other Thursday, whatever, yeah. It would work on that. But right. Yeah, I didn't realize how much water was leaking
through
that. All
right, let's get out of Bruce's bathroom. Mayor Costello, what else is new here in town?
Oh, gosh, we got Miracle on Main Street coming up this weekend. Santa Claus is coming to town Friday, so that's one of my daughter's favorite time of the year. She loves seeing Santa Claus. Other projects that might be going on, the sewer interceptor project I told you about earlier, there's one street in that program left to pave. We're going to wait till the spring to pave that one. North Main Street's going to get a complete repaving because we did some damage and it's changing on those sewer pipes underneath that road, so we'll fix that one next spring. Things are looking good here in town. We really are looking out in the future and trying to get ahead of things before they actually are bad, and then you have to worry about how to fix it after the fact.
What's on the big screen?
The big screen. This week we still have, you're going to stump me right.
See,
here.
I got to get your son here. He's the only one that probably knows.
He knows. We've got the big Chris, the Grinch. The Grinch is still playing at Amherst Cinema, and that's our fourth week. We usually don't show them fourth weeks, but this was really a good movie. People came out and seen it. It was real funny.
Okay, I love the TV show, and the live action with Jim Carrey, kind of. This is sort of animated, but a musical, right, too, as well?
You know, I'm kind of like the shoe cobbler's kid. You know, shoe cobbler's kid don't have shoes. I don't go to see movies. But it's funny. Everybody, my daughter's a good gauge of the movies. If she goes back 3 or 4 times to see it herself, you know, it's typically a pretty good film. So this is good. Next week is The Nutcracker, and then we hope to have Mary Poppins for the holiday season.
Wow, you've got some heavy hitters for this month of December then.
Yep, so it's going good for Amherst Cinema.
That's great. Well, we appreciate you stopping in this morning. We always like to talk with the CEO of the city, right? Isn't mm-hmm. that usually the mayor? Mark Costello, we appreciate you coming in this morning.
Thanks a lot for having me, and thanks for coming to Amherst. You guys do a great job here.
Thank you.
I'm going to, let's see, what we got Scott Petrak coming up. Is that the
at 8:40.
8:40. Right. Tomorrow we'll talk to folks from Main Street Amherst and all the activities they've got going down Main Street, or Park Avenue mm-hmm. as well. But we'll find out about that tomorrow. We'll talk with this school superintendent too. So there's lots of things still ahead on our 2-day spotlight from Amherst. I should also let people know that Andy Bulbarch and Matt Douglas will be out here tomorrow afternoon mm-hmm. for their afternoon show, where they've got the lunch and dinner menu for us. We're still on the breakfast menu, too.
Yeah.
I'm 35 minutes away, Craig, from something.
Have you made a selection already?
No, I have not. You know, they've got the new boards up here, so there's more choices. Also, with my bifocals, I have to read the tiny letters on some of them. That's up there to see what else that they can have. But we're excited to be here. It's always fun to have a chance to come out into the community.